Centuries before photography, news feeds, and selfies, there was art. The images that communicated important and universal messages. This is Erin Jones, director of the Museum and Gallery at Bob Jones University, with History in Pictures. For centuries, sculptors have appreciated the properties of alabaster, a soft stone that is more receptive than marble to carving delicate and intricate details, and its coloring and opacity are particularly responsive to light. In this contemplative bust of Christ, the sculptor has made full use of the stone's features through subtlety. To appease the crowd, Pilate sent the guiltless Christ to be crucified. In art, Pilate and Christ are often depicted on a balcony standing above the crowd as he presents Jesus wearing the purple robe and crown of thorns. However, without the drama of color, shading, and texture that a painting employs to tell a story, the alabaster's purity and simplicity suggest the moment of Pilate's words to the crowd, "Behold the man." The white color and Christ's downward gaze intimate the innocence of the Savior, while the hollow cheeks and eyes suggest his painful suffering. Since the bust's 1970 entrance into Imagie's collection, the artist has been unknown until recently. In the process of moving the sculpture, a staff member found a signature etched into the stone, Professor Giuseppe Bessi, who is one of the most important sculptors of the 19th century Italian Salon. History in Pictures is brought to you by the Museum and Gallery of Bob Jones University. To learn more about one of America's largest collections of European art, visit museumandgallery.org.